right, Jay. So we got the 3-year anniversary celebration coming up this Saturday for Comic Sans.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Pretty big milestone. I mean, 3 years.
I'm so excited. When we first started all of this, I was happy to make it to a year. In fact, the joke was, when we got to the year, I'm like, all right, it can be done. I'm out. And, you know, we joked about just walking away because, you know, what can happen after this? But, you know, to be sitting at 3 years and looking back on all the progress we've made and, you know, our success and everything, I couldn't be more happy with where we're at currently.
Okay. Yeah, because, I mean, just as somebody who's, you know, been visiting the shop, I wouldn't say since day one. But
Back there, though.
Yeah, it's back there. But I can just tell you, this shop has grown so much. Like, there's, like, so much. It's like a, I just picture, like, a little can trying to hold, contain all the awesomeness. It's just, it can't contain it.
And the crazy thing is, there's so many things that we haven't pulled the trigger on. Mm-hmm. Things that we've wanted to do and that we're like, the time's not right for it yet. Mm-hmm. You know, so you're right. There's like busting at the seams here at the shop, just waiting to get things out. We have things coming up and things to show off, and we're adding to the shop that are just.
So before we go any farther into the future, let's take a step back and let's go way back to the very first day that Comic Sans opened its doors. Yikes. I, you know, I've seen pictures of what the shop looked like before, then after, and even today. It's just, there's just so much that's changed. Thinking back to the first day, what do you remember? Was there, like, any nerves that you had?
Oh, dude, it was all nerves.
Like, I can't imagine opening a comic shop. And I gotta say, there's not a comic shop that has this much to offer in the area. So, going back to that first day, do you remember what was going through your mind as you opened the door for the first time?
Terror. And the nerves were huge. Mm-hmm. You know, I've worked in retail. You know, my first job was in retail when I was 16 years old. You know, so I've had experience in retail. Never was in charge of anything in retail or responsible for, you know, ordering or running the shop, maintaining everything. So, you know, it was very terrifying just turn the lock the first day, because, you know, there was people out there waiting when we were awesome. Getting ready to open. And we'd had a lot of buzz before that. You know, we would come in while we were doing setup, and I just leave the door open, you know, prop it open with the rock out there and just see what happens. And people would come in just to see what was going on. Hey, you know, when are you opening? And, you know, details about the shop. So, you know, we had touched base with people even before that first day. But I can tell you, you know, when the people came in, first of all, people showed up. So that was exciting by itself. You know, all right, you know, we're halfway there. There's people here. But yeah, it was nothing but nerves. Had never ran a cash register until that first day.
No kidding.
That's exactly right. I had always, any gig I was ever in, I'm like, nope, not the money guy. You guys handle that. I don't want to mess with it. So had never been a cashier, if you will.
Yeah.
you know, that was a little terrifying. But as you go, you get that first weekend and, you know, you start feeling a little more comfortable. Things are settling in nicely. You know, you have new things come along that you have to adjust to and adapt to new things as you go. But yeah, that first day, it was very exciting. Me and my wife were thrilled that we had the day that we did. You know, for as little as we had in the shop at the time, it's amazing anybody ever came back, because, you know, we had, it was not a lot of stuff. We had a month's worth of comics on the shelf. And, you know, we'd order shirts and some toys and stuff like that. We had a whole wall of pop vinyls. But yeah, it was a terrifying day that ended pretty good.
That's awesome. That's so awesome. It's so funny to hear you say that you never did any cashier. Mm-mm. Like that really blows my mind.
Yeah.
So I mean, I guess when you sit back and you look back at the last 3 years, has everything so far been how you imagined it would be? Or has it definitely exceeded your expectations?
It has definitely exceeded. Yeah, like I said, you know, the fact that we've been able to go 3 years in such a small town, you know, and been as successful as we have, it blows my mind. Mm-hmm. I'm super thrilled with it. And it's because of the people. It's not because of me. You know what I mean? It's not, we maintain a nice facility, a clean facility. It's not cluttered. It doesn't smell bad. It's everything you need a retail place to be. And then the people do the rest. You know what I mean? Everything that's in the shop is here because somebody's asked for it. Mm-hmm. It's not something where I stock shelves based on what I like, mm-hmm. you know, because I learned within our first, you know, month that what I like is not necessarily what others like. So we're very customer driven on, you know, what's on the shelves and how we conduct the atmosphere, how we control the atmosphere and everything. We want it to be a nice, family-friendly place that anybody can come into and not feel, you know, out of place or, you know, or whatever. Just, yeah.
Yeah, because I can definitely vouch and say Comic Sans, like, really meets those expectations of clean, family-friendly. Like, and like, the events when I come in, everybody that's here is so friendly.
Yeah.
Like, and everybody speaks high volumes of the shop, of you. And like, and every time I buy a game from this place, I'm always walking outside, and I'm like, man, I can still smell Comic Sans.
Still smells like Comic Sans.
I love it. Like it's just, I mean, small things like that can really, really just make for a great atmosphere.
One of the funniest things, in my mind anyway, and kind of with what you just said, me and my wife are out shopping at the mall. We go to Bed Bath & Beyond, which is where we get, or it's not Bed Bath & Beyond, it's what is that place?
Oh, you know, I just slipped my mind.
Bath and Body.
Yeah,
Bath. Yeah. It's a girl shop, man. Yeah. We don't know. It's where our wives and girlfriends take us.
Yeah, but we're always down at Dunham's.
Right, yeah, looking at guns and such. But anyway, you know, that's how we keep the shop smelling good is with some things we get from there. And it was funny, I bumped into a customer and his wife in the shop. And he goes, dude, it's hilarious that I'm seeing you here because I just said to my wife, it smells like Comic Sans in here. And I thought that was the hugest compliment because, you know, comic shops are not well known for their delicious fragrances. Right. You know, not always. Now, you know, they're not all like that, but there are some. And so it was just hilarious that the guy said that while he was in there.
That's funny.
So.
And you know what? And if people, you know, for those who have been inside the shop, I think anybody can vouch and say,
yeah,
you know what, Comic Sans, yeah, whether they want to say it or not, if you ask them, they're like, yeah, it does smell like Comic Sans. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Comic Sans really, really has probably one of the coolest slogans, raising the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And the bar, to me, is just, it's raised so high that I don't think anybody's going to touch it. But
oh, man.
Okay, but let me ask you as the owner, what would you say is the overall theme or the goal of Comic Sans? Like, you know, what, when you, as the owner, somebody says, you know, what is Comic Sans's theme? What, how would you respond?
It's fun. Bottom line, that's what I'm going for. All of these things, the games, the comics, you know, all of this was built around it being fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so many times, and one of the things I've noticed, you know, in the time that I've had this shop, is that you can get bullies in this culture also.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for, you know, for a culture or as a group of people that you often hear, you know, say how they were bullied when they were younger or you know, because they liked these types of things, you will still see nerds bullying nerds, for the lack of a better term.
Right.
And that was one of the most shocking things to me. And the reason I said all that is this. You have, you know, Pokemon, you have Magic. You have Yu-Gi-Oh! As far as some of the games, D&D, all these different things. And sometimes, if you don't play it right, you get bullied because right. They don't like the way you play. Or exactly. If you don't like this comic, mm-hmm. you're ridiculous, and we don't even want to talk. And I think that's silly. And that's why we try to keep everything light here. I try to keep everything, you know, we like to be open to any comic. You know, you like, you know, I don't know.
Walking Dead.
Yeah, you like The Walking Dead? Okay, that's... why would I look down on that? Why would anyone look down on that?
Right.
You like what you like. I like what I like. And that should be the overall theme of, you know, how these things should be run.
Kind of a good follow-up from my personal experience. One of the moments here at the shop was brought my daughter in, play some Pokemon. You know, she had never played. Like she had cards.
Mm-hmm.
She never played. And I had taught her the basics. We came in, and who was it? I think it Ash?
Yep.
She took her time and came over and, you know, she explained it to her. I couldn't have been like any more happier to see something like that. And then she even took my daughter over and said, you know what, you know, here's some goodies.
Yeah,
Pokemon goodies. And then after that, she said, you know what? I got a handful of cards here. Which one would you like to have?
Yeah,
and
she
gave one away. And I'm like, you know what? That is so awesome. Like, that's... And that was comic. That's like comic sense in a nutshell right there when it comes to what you just said.
And that's exactly what I'm going for. I think the over-competitive, you know, hey, you can't talk while we're playing this because this is serious. We're not playing for millions of dollars here, man.
Right, yeah.
This is supposed to be fun. These are kids' card games. You know, the comics are supposed to be fun and entertaining. You know, I just don't... It doesn't make sense to me with something that is so much fun... why people were so uptight about some of the things. I mean, I have groups of people. Comic snobs, people who, if you don't like this comic, you're ridiculous. You know, you have your alpha gamers, which are the ones that, you know, if you're not playing the way I think you should be playing, we're going to mock you and make fun of you and, you know, ridicule. Oh, man. Yep. You know what I mean? And in the beginning, we had a little trouble with that. And we had to weed out those people because it's bad and it's toxic for the atmosphere.
Right.
If the atmosphere is not fun for people to hang out in, they're not going to want to hang out in it. And that goes, you know, from comics all the way through gaming, all the way through everything we offer here. If it's not fun, people aren't going to want to do it. What's the point if it's not fun?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right, exactly. Yeah, I mean, and I can say on a personal note, I'm pretty competitive when it comes to any of that. Mm-hmm. But I also, like, anytime I come in here, and a handful of times that I've played games here, it's relaxed. Like,
yeah.
Like, and you know.
Yeah, that's a good word to use for it. Relaxed.
And you meet a lot of cool people. Like, I've met some really, really cool people here that I've added on Facebook, and you know, and I keep up, and I just, like, I'll sit there and you'll keep up to date on them and how they're doing and stuff. And it's just, it's so awesome just how the environment is so, like I said, relaxed.
We really do have quality people coming in here. Mm-hmm. It's amazing to me how good some of these people are and just how invested in the shop they are and just good feelings. It's like friends now, you know what I mean?
Right.
I see you come through the door. Hey, it's Austin, man. Yeah. Me and Austin are buddies. You know, and that's what it's that way with tons of people that come in here. We've become friends more than, you know, sure they buy stuff off of us, which that's obviously a good thing.
Yeah.
But it's like you're seeing your friends come in, you know, hey, we're hanging out and sometimes they buy stuff. You know what I mean?
That is exactly what I tell everybody. It's like, you know, every time I walk through the door, it's like I'm always greeted and I always feel like, you know what? This is the place where I belong. Like, you know what? Yeah. This is home away from home.
That's exactly what we're going for.
And I got to ask you though, you know, between, like, you know, you got customers, you got events, you got you know, and just the upkeep of the shop, like how are you able to keep raising the bar, you know, so to speak?
It's a lot of time. It's a lot of time invested. There are days, you know, 10-hour days easy. And this is nothing, you know, this is nothing miraculous. This is what you do as a business owner. It's what you have to do. So it's not anything, I don't know, I don't want to call it special because lots of business owners go into their business early and stay late. That's just small business. This is how you do. But I think you really do have to be committed to, you know, a particular set of values or, you know, themes, if you will, like we were saying, you know, you have to be committed to this is what I want the shop to be, and I have to do this, this, and this to make sure I maintain that.
Kind of like a checklist.
Yeah, more or less, you know. I drug a lot of things from my previous employment into this business. There's so much of my old work in this business that it's amazing to me how much, you know, we had a set of core values at my old business. Or my old job, and I have incorporated so much of that here, and it's just common sense. In my mind, it's common sense stuff that should be being done at every business.
Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, at some business, it's not. And you can sense that at some places.
Yeah, yeah, you can tell when the owner or the person behind the counter wants you there.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So yeah, and again, it's not, I don't feel like I'm splitting the atom here. You know, the raising the bar thing that we came up with. I'm not carrying anything that you can't find at many other shops or get online or anything like that. Where we like to think that we raise the bar is in your shop experience, your customer interaction, the services that we offer, and in general, just the atmosphere of the shop. You know, and I think some places take that as a slap, you know, that raising the bar, what makes you think you're better? I don't think I'm better. You know who's telling me that we're raising the bar? My customers.
Customers, yeah.
They're the ones. We did not create that slogan, you know, here's what it is.
Yeah, just to show off.
Yeah. we started hearing those things from our customers. You know, many of the things that you may see get posted on our, I post a lot of our reviews, mm-hmm. for instance. You know, I'll drag reviews off of Google and put it on there. It's not me saying it. It's customers. And a lot of people I don't even know. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's not That's like, awesome. Hey, Austin put some nice things, yeah. you know, and I'm showing off Austin's things. Well, I've done that. But it's as many people I don't know as people I do know. Yeah,
those people that come in one time or two times, like, you know, and like, you know, every 6 months or whatever. Those are the ones you...
I had folks... Yeah. I had folks visit from Texas the other day.
No kidding.
They've been in two or three times, at least twice. And I recognized them when they came through the door and we were chatting and stuff. And they said, you know what? We do a lot of traveling. And we can tell you we have been in a lot of comic shops because their son enjoys comics and he's really into it. You know, and they said, this is by far... probably, if not the best, one of the best comic shops that we have ever been in, and we always try to come back here when we're, you know, passing through or we're visiting family that are local. And that means a lot to me. You know, sure, if people were willing to, hey, this has got to be a stop while we're in town. If that's what we're putting out there, we're doing it right.
I agree to that 100%. You kind of touched up on your former job a mm-hmm. little bit there, and if you don't mind me asking, I gotta ask, you know, you were a highway trooper.
Yeah.
What was the moment you're like, you know what, I'm gonna open a comic shop?
Yeah, I get that a lot. Yeah. Even some of my former workmates, they're like, mm-hmm. dude, how does that happen? And I gotta tell you, you know, I'm not your stereotypical comic shop owner. Mm-hmm. I'm not a guy who read comics as a kid. You know, it hasn't been a lifelong, you know, obsession of mine.
That kind of caught me off guard there.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming, did you?
I did not.
I've probably been into comics 10 years. Hmm. And a lot of it started with The Walking Dead because I couldn't take the hiatus. So I'm like, well, okay. You know, no, I did dabble as a probably college-age guy. A friend of mine that I've known pretty much my entire life, he was really into comics. And so we would hit stores every now and then, and I'd pick up stuff, you know, I'd read, but it wasn't just something that I followed nonstop. So I'm not your stereotypical comic shop guy, you know what I mean? But it's something that once I got into, it's like, man, this thing's got a bite on me now. And it's just expanded. You know, I went from one or two titles to I'm reading stuff. I'm just grabbing stuff off the shelf that I'm like, this looks interesting. I'm just taking this now and going to see what it's about. But I think that's one of the things where other places would be like, well, that's, you know, if you haven't done it your whole life, you are in no way credible. I think it's a very good benefit. Because I'm able to look at that new person coming in, trying comics for the first time, not steer them something that I like, but talk to what they like and go from there. And not have any sort of, what would you say?
It sounds like it would be like that's a good way to...
I can empathize
to relate
with a new person, yes. Because when somebody says, well, I've never really bought comics before, and I'm kind of, you know, looking to get into it, that I can empathize with that very well. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I've been to shops where I'm like, hey, I'm interested in this. How do I get into it? And I got nothing. You know what I mean? And I end up leaving without an answer. So it's easy for me to empathize with new people and people that are just getting started in this kind of stuff. Because I've been there, and I've been there more recent than probably a lot of my customers. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, I think that's a benefit.
Yeah, I think I've kind of felt that, you know, honestly, because when I think back to the first day I came in, I played so many board games as a kid, you know, but I played your family-oriented board games, mm-hmm. Life, Monopoly.
Yeah.
Nothing like tabled, like these, you know, more in-depth, I guess, to speak. You know, games such as, you know, Pandemic or Talisman. And when I first came in, I remember saying, you know, I wanted to try something. And you were like, okay, well, what are you looking for? I just kind of told you, well, here's what I'm kind of into. You know, I'm kind of into this. Well, here's a good recommendation. First game I bought was Dead of Winter. That would be the very first game I bought.
Yeah.
Still have the game, and I
freaking love the game. Fantastic game, yeah.
I really do love it. It is And that's, you know, that was a story that I felt like would be a good share because I didn't know. I didn't really know a whole lot.
And I guess I derailed there a little bit, but to finish answering the question you actually asked rather than where I kind of went there, once I retired from the patrol and we were looking for something, I wanted to do something every day rather than, I had another business where I did investigations for insurance companies and attorneys and whatnot, where we did crash investigation. And that was a great time. It's one of my all-time favorite jobs. But it wasn't an all-the-time type gig, especially around here. So we were looking for something that really I could go and do every day rather than, you know, okay, I've worked for a week and now I'm off for a week or two and now I'm back for a week. And, you know, it was just something a little more all the time. So me and my wife had a discussion and we kind of talked about different topics. And, you know, it's one of those things where you just kind of jokingly say it, you know, you're serious, but you just kind of throw it out there because you're like, well, I don't want them to think I'm, you know, ridiculous. And to my wife, I'm like, you know, what do you think about a comic shop? Oh, that'd be fun, right? You know, and you kind of laugh and she's like, huh, that sounds interesting. And I'm like, oh man. And you know, it's like a fish on the line, you know, it's you like, start reeling, oh, don't scare it here, start reeling it in soft. And just the more we talked about it, you know, we didn't have one in Belpre. I don't know that Belpre's ever had a comic shop, to be honest.
No, not that I can recall.
I've lived here all my life and I don't recall any, but maybe there was. So we thought, you know what? Let's give this a shot. We researched it, did a bunch of, our due diligence on figuring out what we needed to do and where we should go and kind of what our plan was. And we just pulled the trigger. And we thought, if it works, good. We weren't very conservative. You know, we didn't, you know, spend a 401k or something to try and make something go. We didn't want to do anything crazy like that. We wanted to just, you know, go conservative, make sure that this is going to be a thing, and then we'll go from there. We'll play it out.
I would say it worked out for you.
So far, so good. You know, I can still walk away right now, right? Okay, we did it. We were successful. Well, let's get out.
Hopefully you won't.
Especially
anytime soon.
Yeah.
Because, I can think back because, you know, you mentioned that you've lived here all your life, and I quite didn't know that, but, you know, this area has always been kind of lacking that place for younger people and to be able to go out and enjoy something.
Yeah.
And it's, and growing up in this area, I definitely seen that firsthand. And for something like this to come up where people can come in and it doesn't have to be just the younger generation. It could be,
right.
You know, I mean, anybody from any generation
can
come in and just talk, you know? And that is just, I think it brings such a level of socializing to and community interactivity, which is kind of what this area I think needed.
Yeah, I think this has been a great addition to Belpre and the Mid Ohio Valley. Period.
Right, yeah.
It's been something that, you know, folks tell us nobody does it better, and we've kind of, we got so many like little catchphrases and slogans that we throw around. It's crazy, but that's something that we've used. You know, hey, nobody does it like we do, and they don't. Nobody does it like we do.
It's the truth. And I think my favorite one is, it's perfect sense to go to Comic Sense.
Common sense. Comic Sense is common sense. Yeah.
I love that one.
That was actually came up with by one of our customers. So that's like another thing that wasn't me. That came from a customer, and I would be amiss if I didn't say his name is Chris Arpin.
I gotta say it's also really cool that, you know, I know you're a fan of Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
And WWE. WWE has their WWE Universe. Comic Sense has their Sensors, which is
really cool. Comic Sensors. Yeah,
it's really cool.
I feel like that's a stretch sometimes, just because it's so silly. But you know, got to do something.
Yeah, it works. Okay, so people can now have comics held for them, kind of like in a way of a subscription.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I'm one to partake in with the Walking Dead. It's such a cool like thing to, and you know, it's common with comic shops, but specifically for Comic Sense, how has that helped, you know, the business, the shop itself, I guess?
That you're right. It is a common thing for, mm-hmm. you know, most shops will offer, you know, a comic pull list or subscription list. And I think it's one of those things. I mean, I suppose you could go without doing it, but it's just a good service that I think people appreciate, and they like being able to, hey, I don't have to rush in there on Wednesday. Right. You know, I know my stuff's going to be held, mm-hmm. and everything will be, you know, okay. I'm not going to miss out on anything unless Diamond drops the ball, which is, you know.
It's, I was going to say, it's really nice for even people who you know, seem to have, like, everything just kind of hit them all at once. Life comes up and smacks them around a little bit.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They're like, you know what, I wish I could, but I really can't come in, and you know what, it's going to be their weight.
Mm-hmm.
And that happened to me here, just, you know. Couple weeks ago, and it was just nice that I could rely on somebody just to, you know, let me get back on my feet.
Right.
And
it's
really cool that Comic Sense offers, you know, that.
It's been, I think we added it probably a month into operations when we got going. It was we didn't have it initially, but we did add it shortly after, and I think, you know, some of the perks that we offer with it, with, you know, if you have 10 titles on there, you get free bags and boards and 10% off all of your pulls all the time. You also, one of the best things I think is you get a 20% off card.
That's cool.
You know, anybody, you could have one title and you get this card. So, you know, people are buying their comics, every time they spend $10, we punch a hole in this card. Once that card's full, they get 20% off anything in the shop.
That's awesome.
It's not just like their pulls, they can buy all kinds of stuff. And we have lots of people that will, you know, they'll spend $10, $15, $20 each time and save that big purchase for when the 20% is ready, and then they pull the trigger on that. They get a brand new card after they spend it, and they start the process all over
again.
That's
awesome. So. Yeah, you took the words right, the next question right out of my mouth there, the benefits of it. So, but I kind of want to keep with this topic. You know, you kind of tease a mail order pool service and comic book delivery service. I'm pretty stoked for it. Because, you know, I think there's a lot of other people that are really excited for it, because especially if you live, you know, farther away from the shop, mm-hmm. you know, is there like any like announcement or any teases or any information?
Well, I can tell you the mail order pull service, the trigger's getting pulled on it starting on our anniversary.
Oh,
so
cool.
Saturday's when that goes into effect. Yeah. So that's, you heard it here first.
That's pretty awesome.
So that's going to happen right away, you know, this coming week. So basically how that is, same type gig. You give me a list of what you want, same perks, you know, can apply to
that's
it.
That's awesome.
The only difference is we're going to send them to you rather than you have to stop in for it. And we don't want to discourage people from coming into the shop.
Right.
But what you just said a minute ago, we have people driving from a good distance away in some instances. Yeah, Texas. They're coming from Texas. You know, and I've had people mention it to me. Hey, if you was willing to mail this, I could, you know, that would really help me out, because I'm only here once a month, or I'm only here once every couple months. So it's, we've already had some people sign up for it. We already have people asking questions about it. So the mail order pull service is going to start happening, you know, this Saturday. Now the delivery service, a little bigger timeline on that, because we're still doing some testing and whatnot for that. But it's going to start out, you know, just as kind of a citywide thing here. We'll handle Belpre, see what kind of interest we have. It's basically going to be like ordering a pizza. Hey, I'll take Batman number 50 and hold the anchovies. That's a terrible joke. I'm sorry I did that. But basically, that's about the size of it. You know, people will call in and tell us what they need, take care of it over the phone as far as payment and everything, and then take it out to them.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Yeah, I know. I look forward to it, and I myself am highly considering signing up for it, because, you know, living 20 minutes away, it
can be very convenient. Yeah, we have people come from Galpolis to here.
Wow.
Galpolis.
No kidding.
Over
that's
that
like,
way,
that's
we
like
have
2 hours away.
Caldwell, Ohio.
Wow.
We have. I had somebody come down from Cambridge the other day. They're like, yeah, it was the first time in, but they're like, we'll definitely be back, because this is really something.
A lot of pride in that.
Yeah.
That's awesome. This is like probably one of my, out of all the questions I've kind of like drawn up here, this is probably my favorite one. You know, Comic Sense, it's not just the swag, it's not just the games, it's not just the collectibles, not just the comics, but there's also magic tricks.
Yes.
Magic tricks. You know, when you first announced that, I'm like, Man, is there a way that, is there something that Jay is, like, is there anything he cannot think of? Like, this is awesome. What was the idea on bringing magic tricks in the comic sense?
Well, I'll say this, you know, earlier when I said, you know, I don't really put in the store what I like, you know, necessarily. Mm-hmm. It's more customer driven. This is one of those things where I'm like, this is what I like. Mm-hmm. And it's something that I've been interested in for 4 years. And, you know, it's something I kind of played around with. But I thought, you know, we don't have anything like that around here. I think that's something that would go well. And so far, haven't been disappointed. We've done well with all that stuff, and it's just fun, you know what I mean? And it's fun kind of doing tricks for like kids when they come in or something. You just do something off the cuff and they're like, what was that? Yeah. And I mean, it's just kind of a fun thing and a kind of a social thing, you know, that just adds to the shop. You know, it's just an extra, I think.
Yeah, I think, you know, I've done a little bit of magic, and I'm telling you, it just caught me off guard when I saw it on Facebook that day. I'm like, what? Like, you know, people are going to love this, I think.
Yeah.
And it's awesome that it's working out really well. So a couple of basic questions as a comic mm-hmm. shop owner. You've seen thousands and thousands. I was going to stretch and say maybe a million.
Yeah.
Lots of comics and characters.
Yes.
What would be your favorite comic book character? Superhero, anybody?
Right now, I would say Domino.
Okay.
I've liked her for a really long time, and I'm super thrilled that she's got her own ongoing comic now. Mm-hmm. It's not like, you know, oh, I'm showing up in that or the other. She's got her ongoing now, so that has been fantastic. I scoop up all the covers that come. you know, I've spent extra money on special covers.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I have a little Domino problem at the moment. But I would say, you know what, there's not really any character that I hugely dislike, you know what I mean?
Right.
I kind of enjoy all of it, mm-hmm. just because it's kind of fun, you know what I mean? So I can read just about anything, but you know, she's at the top of the list, I would say.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I gotta ask, you know, you also sell some games here. Mm-hmm. That's probably my favorite part of the shop.
Yeah.
Do you have any favorite like tabletop games you like to play, or games or anything like that?
I actually have two, and I play a little bit of everything. I dabble in Magic and Pokemon, but I would say, gun to my head, Legendary.
Legendary.
Yeah, and not the regular Marvel Legendary. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's good by itself, but the Legendary Encounters. Like that are new one just came out, X-Files.
I was gonna say that must be the one I see you posting on.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, and the Alien, the Predator editions. You know, all these extra little side ones. Man, I get hooked hard.
Oh.
And you know, constantly we're having games go on here in the shop where, you know, somebody walk in and just mention Legendary. All right, and it's on. And
all right. I'm in. Count
we got
me
a game
in.
On. Yeah.
That's awesome. So outside of running the comic shop, what are some other things you enjoy doing? I mean, I know you spend a lot, and I think everybody knows that you spend a lot of time invested into the shop. Do you have any other side things you like doing?
I don't. I mean, I don't have a lot of time, really. You know, once you know, I get up in the morning, a couple hours, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
I finish up at 7, go home. By the time I get home, you know, we're on the wind down. I'm old, so, you know, things start winding down early for me. So I really don't have a lot of time for extra stuff, but I will say I have a pretty big NASCAR habit right now.
Hey, that's a good habit.
Yeah. years ago, I used to really be into it back in the 90s, and I don't...
That's what
do you remember the 90s? How old are you?
I do. Listen, I do. You know, I was born in 95. But
okay.
I know a lot about the 90s. Okay. When it comes to NASCAR.
Right around when you were born.
That's when it was really, really booming.
Yeah, Jeff Gordon was coming on.
Mm-hmm.
And I hated that guy so much.
No, I hated him.
And I tell you, I worked in a tire shop at a local shop here, and every Sunday, man, we had NASCAR on. We were watching it. We listened to it on the radio or whatever. And he kept winning. He kept winning. He kept winning. And I got cocky one day. I said, I tell you what, he wins one more race, I'm out. Dude, 20 years later, I start back up into it because I did. I walked away.
Honestly, you did.
You may see.
Oh, man.
You may know he retired not too long ago. So maybe it was the right time to come back. But yeah, I walked away for the longest time. And then in the last couple years, I've gotten back into it. And now it's got a pretty big hook in me. So, yeah.
That's cool.
I don't mind him as a commentator.
Right, yeah. You know what? The thing is, the reason why I was a little disgruntled about that was because I was a Jeff Gordon.
You're a Jeff Gordon guy?
And the only reason was because when I first started watching NASCAR, it was like 2003. So I was like 7, 8 years old.
Yeah.
And I just remember looking at the screen and just seeing a car with flames on it. And there's not a little boy who loves cars with flames on it that's going to sit there and go, wow.
Yeah.
You know, and that was my driver. But then I followed him. I got to know the stuff he was doing behind the scenes. I'm like, man, this guy is so good. But little did I know just how, like you said, dominant he was in the 90s.
Yeah, he was crazy.
I'm pretty sure I wouldn't have turned the eye to him because I turned the other cheek on Jimmy Johnson.
Oh, man, yeah.
When he was ripping through the sport.
I hate anything where the same person wins all the time.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
I like to see it, you know, and I mean, there, you know, credit where credit is due. He was a great driver and all that. But, yeah, anything where I see the same person winning all the time, I'm like, that gets old. You know, let's see a mix-up.
That's why I say this. When Jimmy Johnson won, like, 5, 6 straight times.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, this is really getting old. NASCAR's got to do something.
Yeah.
But, you know, Jimmy Johnson is also a very good driver. But,
yeah.
You know. But, yeah, that's really interesting that you're
in NASCAR. Yeah, it's funny.
All right, let's go ahead and cut everything else.
All right.
Let's jump right to Saturday.
Okay.
This event, it's gonna be pretty huge. And so when people come in on Saturday, what are some things that they can expect to experience, like any, you know, what's going on around the shop?
Oh, geez. We always try to make, I equate our anniversary day to a free comic book day. Mm-hmm. Because even though it's not free comics, there is so much going on here and we are so packed that it has the same feel as a free comic book day. So this time we have our all day D&D. Dungeons and Dragons all day long, 8 hours worth of D&D. Wow. We've done a one-shot since the beginning, and it has been super popular. The last one we did, which was on Free Comic Book Day, we had 17 people here, which is huge for a D&D group. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's hard to wrangle. But we're doing that again. We have a Pokemon tournament going on, because that's probably one of our other biggest games that's going right now. As always, we have, how do I put it, cakes made for heroes.
All
right. Yeah, so we'll have all of the cupcakes like we always do. Mm-hmm. And I've joked with Laura Wolf, who ran Hero Cakes for a long time. She backed away from the business because she had personal obligations. You know, she's got a family and school and all this. So she's kind of backed off. So when we were talking about, I'm like, man, this is going to be different not having cupcakes. And she's like, well, let's do cupcakes. We end up doing cupcakes. I'm like, so glad. She's like, but I don't really want, you know, I'm glad you want it, but I don't want people to misunderstand and think that, you know, I'm wanting to take orders or anything right now. She goes, you know, I want to help you out. And she had a fantastic business. It is a genius idea that she had. So I joked with her. I said, well, what if we mix it up and we just say, you know, these are cakes for, like, heroes and stuff instead of, you know, if we don't say hero cakes, maybe it's okay. I don't know. But we have that going on. We have free lunch. Western Sizzlin' is catering the event with hot dogs and chips and such. Cool. And with any purchase, come in, make any purchase, and you get to go out and grab yourself lunch on us.
That sounds like a deal.
Yeah, it should be good. It's the first time we're trying that. Cupcakes, we've done that all 3 years. But this is the first time we're trying this. Thought we'd put something new on this. So, and then of course some sales. We'll have a lot of sales going. You know, 25-cent dollar books and all kinds of stuff. We're actually going to post about that today. So.
Okay, awesome. And for the D&D and other games, Pokemon, there's obviously going to be, other people playing other games as well.
As long as we have tables available, that any game is fair game.
Okay.
Usually D&D takes up a large area of the room, and then with Pokemon, it may be interesting, you know? But we are definitely open to other people coming in and whatever game they want to bring in and hang out with us.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Now, okay, so let's say somebody new comes in and says, you know what, I'm kind of on the edge about playing D&D.
Yeah.
Would it be a good opportunity for...
It like to jump into a game or
to come in and maybe learn the game.
It would definitely be a good opportunity to see how it's played.
Right.
Kind of talk to our DMs and get an idea of rules and you know how to play. We've got some great DMs who are really friendly and helpful to new players. You know they love bringing new people into the fold.
Back to that awesome atmosphere.
Yeah, yeah. So. Yeah, any time is a great time to come in and check out our D&D. We've had people just jump in and start playing. We give them a pre-made, and they just in and play by the seat of their pants. And we've had people that just want to spectate first and kind of see, you know, how it all goes and how it's played and such. So, yeah, any time for that, any time to come in and check out D&D is great.
Okay. You kind of scraped on this a little earlier. An event such as this one, your anniversary ones, but plenty of other events going on, and we'll kind of jump into future here in a few minutes, but like how much work just goes into just putting together something like this?
I've already got things planned for December.
Wow.
I mean, you have to be, in my mind, you have to be well ahead of whatever you're going to be doing and have it already ready to go.
Sure.
You know, ASAP. Even if it's, you know, we're looking at December for different things, and I already have it all laid out, the plans. So when it comes time, I can just start dropping info on it, you know what I mean? I don't have to waste time crafting, I have to think about what I want to do now. No, I've already got it planned for December and October, I mean, I think it's important to stay... You gotta be thinking well in advance.
Well, I mean,
it
almost seems like it's like good engineering, I guess, kind of in a way, because you know the human mind loves it. You know, some people, you know, they see these things and they're like, you know what? Okay, he's teasing a little bit at a time. Hey, man, I'm getting more and more excited.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you have any other like events coming up that you want to hit?
October's gonna be huge because we got Halloween Comic Fest, which is kind of like Free Comic Book Day in that we have free comics to give away. So there'll be that. We have our Halloween costume contest coming up. Which this year we're opening it up. We're going to give more prizes than just, hey, here's the main one or two that, you know, had the most votes. I think we're going to open it up to even age categories.
Okay.
So we'll have, you know, kids and adults or teens or whatever. So that's coming up. And then, like I said, we have some things scheduled for December that we're going to throw out there. I don't want to get those out there too soon.
Okay.
But there's one thing that I'm very excited about that is a secret right now, but it's something that's going to knock the socks off of everybody when they see it.
All right, well, that's a pretty good tease. I only have one more question to ask you.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? We sit here, we look back on – you look back on 3 years. Okay, and what has been your favorite memory, your favorite moment that you've had running the shop so far?
Man, there's so many things that, I mean, the whole overall experience has been great.
Mm-hmm.
There's very few things that I don't love about, you know, Comic Sense and having you know, run the shop for all this time. one of the things that stands out to me is we got to do a Make-A-Wish with our Iron Man armor.
Oh, yeah, I've never seen that.
So we traveled to Canton for a couple little girls that, you know, had this terrible disease and got to be part of that. We got to take pictures with folks, with the girls. We took them goodie bags, you know, stuff from the shop here. And just one of the moments that was teary and at the same time, super happy.
Right.
Because, you know, I remember joking with my wife after it was all over. I said, it's a good thing the mask was down a few times on the Iron Man armor, because on the inside it was all, I can't wipe my eyes, you know. I said, it's a good thing that the helmet was closed a couple times, because
awesome.
It was just a great event. And it felt like something that we really made an impact on. You know what I mean?
Sure.
A small shop in Belpre, Ohio, got invited to bring, you know, their cosplay up to Canton and do a Make-A-Wish.
That's
so
awesome.
I would say probably that's one of the top things.
And for a good reason. Hey, thank you for all you've done for the Mid-Ohio Valley. It has been, like, this is such a cool place to be.
It's been a combo of, you know, I know what we're doing is is being done the way it should be done, you know what I mean? But it's a great combo of, it takes customers and the shop, you know what I mean? And this isn't, you know, the, oh, customer, you know, it's true. If the customers aren't invested and interested in what you're doing, you're not going to be able to do anything. So it's a nice combo. And as long as, you know, our comic sensors, if you will, are down, we're going to be here to deliver comic shop awesomeness.
That's awesome. Hey, there's so much awesomeness, playing cards, trading cards, games, posters, comics, swag, collectibles, and of course, awesomeness, all the shops. So if you guys are listening to this, be sure to stop at 2007 Washington Boulevard in Belpre, Ohio. Check out Comic Sense.
Right on.
Also, give them a like on Facebook.
Definitely.
And a follow on Instagram. Let me tell you, it's definitely going to be worth your time, because if you have Facebook, you can see all the awesomeness that's going on, all the events.
Over 7,000 likes and followers on Facebook.
Yeah. Holy cow. Yeah. And they come from all over. So
yeah, all over.
You know what? Keep adding them. And like I said, it's a good follow.
Yeah.
Good follow. All right.
Thanks, Austin.
Yep, thank you very
I really
much,
appreciate
Dad.
It.
All right. That is it. Thank you guys for listening.